Randy Brannock knows how to tell a good story.
I've been a fisherman. I can lie. But everything I've told you today has been the truth.
The first story Randy told me was how he got to Catalina Island. It was 1976, and he was fishing off the coast of Santa Barbara.
And I got stuck in a windstorm, not too much unlike today. And the wind didn't shut off for 7 days, and I ran out of food and water.
The storm eventually passed, and the current pushed Randy north.
And when I got to Catalina, the water was clear, it was warm, and there was twice as many fish for half as much work, so I stayed.
40 years later, he and his family are still here. Randy is the owner of Descanso Beach Ocean Sports, a kayak rental company that takes hundreds of guests per week on natural history tours of the island.
It's whatever Mother Nature might put forth. Sea lions, dolphins, bald eagles, shorebirds, cormorants, pelicans, seagulls. A lot of people, we change their life. It's pretty amazing to see people that have never gone kayaking before and go out and come back and just expound on the wonders that that they experienced out there, you know, and it's magical.
Randy and I went to the pier to welcome the first group of visitors coming in off the cruise ship. It's a windy morning. There's a thick, dark layer of fog rolling in from the east. Signs are being blown down as he introduces me to the locals.
This is Jacqueline. This is Stephen.
Hi, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Randy gets a phone call.
Hi, son.
It's his son, Jake. They're debating whether or not it's safe to take people out on the water.
Well, you tell me. I mean, the fog bank is pushing this wind in.
So what's the plan?
The plan is that we're going to wait and see if this wind shuts down and hopefully move everyone to the afternoon tour. So what we're going to do is adjust. We're a champion company and champions adjust.
Randy's been adjusting to nature since he arrived. Before giving tours, he was an abalone fisherman. In the 50s and 60s, abalones were as common to find on a menu as a top sirloin steak, Randy told me, and not too much more expensive. It was a lucrative business. But in 1986, the abalone population fell prey to an epidemic.
A disease came through called withering foot syndrome. And the abalones died off in epidemic proportions.
Withering foot syndrome continued to ravage the abalones. The bacteria blocked the production of digestive enzymes, forcing the animals to eat their own bodies and die.
It was pretty devastating. So they closed the fishery, so that put me out of that business.
Naturally, Randy adjusted.
And I saw the writing on the wall, and both Mary and I, we sold our permits, and we took the money that we gleaned from the selling of the permits and started the kayak business.
Is that you?
Yeah, it is.
You can take it.
Randy gets a phone call from his son.
It's Jake.
It's a weather update.
It's worse. The weather is worse.
Randy canceled the tour.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be done automatically.
We head back out to the pier to break the news.
Yeah, you know, it's so sad because you were my house payment.
Hearing Randy tell folks they won't get to go out on the water, you can tell he's disappointed.
Sorry, guys.
Not about the business, even though he may joke about it, but because he won't get to show them his favorite place.
I just feel fortunate to be here, you know. There's just a set of circumstances that allowed me to wash up onto these shores, and I'm staying.
On Catalina Island, I'm Stephen Rickard.